Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. Today is episode 56, A Simple Dinner System. Let me ask you something. Are you a paper person or a digital person? I'm not sure I can confidently answer the question, as I tend to go back and forth depending on what it is. So, for example, I love to set reminders in my phone and even alarms to remind me of things that I might forget, like taking my kids to an activity, people's birthdays, returning library books, whatever it may be. I have so many reminders and alarms set in my phone. It's crazy, but they are so helpful. It is a critical way for me to not forget things. But I love to physically write out a to-do list every day, and I can't function with a digital to-do list. So on the flip side, when it comes to cooking, I much prefer cooking from a printed recipe versus my phone. And I think that's for a couple of reasons. And anytime I poll people on Instagram or in Recipe Club, I find that it's about at least 70% of you agree that it's a better experience to cook from a physical copy of a recipe than on your phone. And I think for me, the thing of it is this. I hate it when I'm in the middle of a recipe and my phone just goes to sleep, it goes dark, and then I've got, you know, butterfingers and I'm trying to turn my phone on and put the password in and find the recipe and scroll and there's 20 million stories on the blog post and I can't get to the recipe. Drives me crazy. The other thing that I think is huge for my particular chapter of life is I try really hard that when my kids get home from school or their extracurricular activities, I try and put my phone away because I find that A, they ask for it. Mom, can I have your phone? Mom, can I have your phone? And so if I have my phone out to cook, it's just a distraction. It's just not good for anybody. It makes me frustrated. My kids always want it. They want to play a game. They want to record a Barbie video. That's our newest thing. Whatever it may be, that it just does not work for me. So I find it easier to organize my recipes when they're printed. It's the other problem is I've done this before. I take screenshots of recipes and I put them in a folder and whatnot. But by having one central place, a home base for the recipes that I cook most often, I don't think anything has helped me more with getting dinner on the table. So today I want to get into my simple dinner system that is rooted in having physical printed recipes stored in a recipe binder. My binder is like the cornerstone to my simple dinner system. It's always close by in my kitchen, and it's the first thing that I reach for when I map out my meal plans and cook dinner every single night. So before we dive into why I love a binder so much, I want to discuss three recipes you could throw on your meal plan for the week. We are still in slow cooker season. Big focus for us in Recipe Club this month has been soups, stews, slow cookers, and we are making, this is a recipe that actually comes from my husband's side of the family, slow cooker black bean and chicken wraps. These are really delicious, the definition of a pantry meal, meaning that it uses a couple of canned goods from your pantry, but it's got a lot of flavor. This is one of those recipes that everyone from my youngest to the oldest person in our family loves it. And those recipes feel like they're harder and harder to come by. And it's amazing. It's like a dump and stir recipe. Everything goes into the crock pot, the corn, the black beans, the seasoning, and the chicken. It cooks all day and then it's done. I shred the chicken. It's delicious. I serve it with rice and cilantro. We do the wraps. If nobody wants a wrap, they can make a burrito bowl. It just gives us a lot of options. So these are back in our rotation and one of the recipes I'm making this week. I am also making a recipe this week that's newer for my family. My friend Brittany of Home and Kind recently wrote a cookbook all about Costco. So she used ingredients that you can get at Costco. It's called One Stop Meals from Costco. And I am cooking one of her recipes, a banh mi pork sandwich. I've tested it. I've made it. It's a featured recipe in Recipe Club this month, and they are so delicious. I particularly love the pickled veg, the carrots and cucumbers that we do to serve with these sandwiches, but so yummy. The pork is super flavorful and has kind of some unsuspecting flavors that are really warm and nice for the fall. So I highly recommend Brittany's book. It's great. I'm just well done. Bravo from the rooftops to her for creating it. It's a brilliant idea, especially for me. I'm a Costco shopper. Lots of great ideas in there, and we're cooking one of her recipes this week. Then finally, chicken parm meatballs. Maybe it's just me, but I kind of feel like meatballs are a fall and winter thing too. I love meatballs, and this is an amazing skillet recipe that really has all of the tenets of chicken parm. So it's got tomato and basil and mozzarella. And what we'll do with these meatballs is it kind of allows me to go both ways. So if someone wants them over pasta, great. If someone wants them in a sub, great. And because we're doing the banh mi pork sandwiches, I know I'm going to have some extra rolls. So if Ollie, my 11-year-old, says, I want a meatball sub, then great. And I'll have extra sub rolls because we'll have just made the banh mi pork sandwiches. So I try and be very thoughtful when I make the meal plans so that I'm using everything up. And that's the same thing that you'll see in our Recipe Club meal plans as well. There are your recipes for the week. You can find and print them all in Recipe Club individually or in our weekly meal plan with an easy-to-follow shopping list that's broken down by recipe. That way, if you only want to make, you know, two or three recipes from the meal plan, you can see the specific ingredients you need for each of those recipes. We've recently updated all of the recipes in Recipe Club into a beautiful recipe format. It looks as if it's a page straight from a cookbook. And this was something that has always driven me crazy. It might not be important to everybody, but cooking for me is such a creative process that I like it when things are beautiful. It's why I like to cook from a cookbook. But the problem with the cookbook is I typically only cook two or three recipes out of a cookbook, and then it just sits on my shelf and I forget about it. So I wanted to make a really beautiful printed recipe that could go in my recipe binder because that's been so crucial to my success in my dinner system. And so we've done that. We have updated all 160 recipes in Recipe Club. And so if you're a member, you should go in and print off a bunch of recipes, update your recipe binders. And it makes me so happy that they look so pretty. And in these recipes, we've added all of the ingredients and their amounts into the methods so that you don't even have to go back and forth to the ingredient list. We've tried to take a lot of feedback from you to make the recipes really user-friendly. There's a QR code that will take you into Recipe Club if you want to watch the how-to video. We always have swap suggestions. We always have serving suggestions and prep ahead directions. So there you have it. Let's jump into the back half of the podcast now and discuss why a recipe binder has made getting dinner on the table easier than just about anything else for me. So I realize I'm kind of a type A person. I'm a fairly organized person, But I still believe, regardless of your personality type and your tendencies, that everyone needs a simple dinner system, because dinner never goes away. And you gotta feed yourself, your people, whoever, every day. And just like someone may think that exercise is critical to their mental health and their physical health, it's much easier to exercise when you have a system in place. And that may look like attending certain classes every week. That may look like, you know, running a couple miles on Mondays and Wednesdays and doing something weight training on Fridays. Most people who are successful at maintaining some sort of exercise protocol have some sort of system behind it. They don't just wake up and think, well, I know I need to exercise today. I wonder what I should do. No, that's not setting yourself up for success. And I find that the thing that's so difficult about cooking and why I think a system is so critical is there's just so many decisions to make. Not only do you have to decide what to make, you have to think about what people like and they dislike. Not to mention, people eat three times a day. So there's multiple meals that you're having to think about. So by creating a system, I feel like it just eases so much of the burden of getting meals on the table. I have tried so many systems over the years, everything from relying on Google calendars to the Notes app in my phone to just winging it oh my gosh, I am now remembering. There was a time when I like had this Post-it note system. I was trying to do Post-it notes. Anyways, I have finally found the thing that has stuck with me the past couple of years, and it's a binder. It is a recipe binder, and I know some of you listening have binders. Chances are they might be a mess, right? And you might need to clean them up a little bit. But as we have chatted with people, members of Recipe Club, about how we can help them and really support them in getting dinner on the table, I've been surprised to hear that so many of you use these binders. And your binder is the first place you turn when you meal plan for the week. It's where you keep those recipes that are the greatest hits for your family members. When you've got a birthday meal that your kids love and you want to keep the chocolate cake handy and you want to keep the baked mac and cheese handy, that recipe earns the right to be in the family recipe binder. So I've just loved this, and honestly, I've been inspired by a lot of our Recipe Club members to invest in making my own binder system work, and it's just been the best. So let's talk about a couple of things that are in my binder and why I feel that those contribute to this simple dinner system. So I want to walk you through what it looks like when I meal plan every week. So I call it my simple dinner system, just rolls off the tongue nicely. And on my super busy weeks, I will reference a like set meal plan so that I don't have to make any decisions. So in my recipe binder, I actually keep I have four seasonal meal plans that I know that I love. I have a fall one, a spring, a winter, a summer. And those are five recipes that I know my family likes. And if I just can't do it that week, I will turn to one of those. So for the busiest weeks, I follow a meal plan. Now, the system that has really become a habit for me involves a couple of steps. And like I said, the binder's kind of at the core of that. So what that looks like is I always meal plan at the same time every week. I know I sound like a broken record, but it's so critical. I grab my recipe binder and I grab the family calendar. And the first thing I do is I look at our weekly schedule. Before I look at any recipes or any ingredients in my house, I look at the schedule. I want to determine how many days I actually need to cook that week, and what nights I might need extra easy meals, like a five ingredient recipe or a recipe that includes a shortcut ingredient, something like that. And while our meal plans in Recipe Club include five recipes every week, I want you guys to know that I'm not always cooking five recipes a week. There are plenty of nights where it is spaghetti and meatballs from the freezer and grilled cheese sandwiches, or something frozen from the Trader Joe's aisle. Like, I'm totally a normal person, but that's why it's so important to look at the weekly schedule, because you don't want to plan for five recipes if you're only going to be home two nights that week. So determine how many recipes you need to cook. And I also like to think about last week we talked on the podcast about when you're going to do it, right? Because it might be at a different time of night, where you're going to eat it at. It might be at the ball field or the dance studio or wherever it may be. So just review that schedule. That's the first thing I do, but I always grab my recipe binder. The next thing I do is I shop my kitchen. I open my fridge, I open my pantry, I open my freezer, and I see what needs to be used up. Is there chicken that needs to be used up? Are these bell peppers getting real soft and I need to look for a fajita recipe? Like what? That just helps me feel like I don't have to make as many decisions, because if I know that I have to use something up, then that kind of gives me a clue of what I could put on my meal plan. So in Recipe Club, we have this new search by ingredient function. So if I had, let's go back to the bell peppers that I needed to use up, I could go select bell peppers in Recipe Club and it would show me all of the recipes that include bell peppers. After I determine what I've got on hand and I want to use up, I like to assign recipes to those specific nights of the week when I know I'm going to be cooking. So this is where I love my binder, because I find it so much easier to look at recipes in my binder rather than getting distracted on my phone, heaven forbid, looking for recipes on Pinterest. It's an endless like scroll. It never stops. It's too many decisions to make. What's great about my binder is my binder includes the recipes that my family loves. Those that are our greatest hits and new recipes that I want to try. And as I flip through those recipes, it's so much easier to say, yes, this will work. Yes, this will work. Oh yeah, I forgot about this recipe. That's great. And I love that I don't have to go get lost in the abyss of a digital computer or phone of looking for a recipe. So then I'll take my recipes, determine what it is, I will add it to a shopping list, and most times I go straight into my online grocery cart. So I will say, okay, we're having the sesame chicken subs. I've already got the bell peppers, don't need those. Oh, I'm out of chicken. Let me hurry and add that to the shopping cart. Oh, I've already got that sesame ginger. Awesome. I only need one thing for this recipe. And then I execute the actual shop. So I check out whether I'm doing grocery pickup or grocery delivery, or if I'm purchasing at Trader Joe's, I'm scheduling a time to actually go to the store and buy the physical ingredients, because I don't think Trader Joe's is ever going to come around, and that's okay. If I have to shop in a store, I want it to be a Trader Joe's experience. So that's kind of my system. So I review the weekly schedule, I shop my kitchen, I search and assign recipes, and that is where that binder is so, so helpful for me. And finally, I execute the grocery shopping. Isn't it wild that we have to do all of those things before the actual cooking? And I'd love to tell you, oh, you don't have to do those things. But the honest truth is that if you don't have a system and you're not doing these things, it's even harder. The mental load of not knowing what you're going to eat and having to decide every single day at 5 o'clock when your kids are cranky and hangry that you got to feed them something and you really don't want to feed them mac and cheese again, but it's just too hard to do anything else. If there's any system worth investing in your household under your roof, it's a dinner system. Now, it may not look exactly like my dinner system because your family may have different needs or you may be in a different chapter of life. You may be an empty nester. You may be single. You may have teenagers. Whatever it may be, figure out what it is that's going to make your life easier when it comes to getting dinner on the table. Because let me remind you that hunger is only one part of the equation. The most important part of the equation is the connection that we have when we break bread with the people that we love. And I am not unrealistic enough to think that that's going to happen 7 nights a week. I know, life is crazy. But even if it happened twice a week, I think you would see massive benefit in your family structure. I really, really believe that with my whole heart. And you know what you're going to find? Is that when your family is all sitting down at the table, gathered together, and you're enjoying a meal that did not come from a drive-thru, you're going to cherish those moments and you are going to say, this feels good. Something feels good about this. I love this Michael Pollan quote. He talks about how democracy starts at the dinner table and about how the dinner table is where our kids learn how to take turns, and it's where they learn how to disagree respectfully with one another. And there's so many great life lessons learned around a table. It's where we share about the highs and lows of our day. I think it's just such an important ritual that I am not willing to raise my kids without, despite it being hard, despite it being something that I have to work for. But the one thing that has made it a bit more doable is having a system. And for me, it just so happens that that binder is the key to my system. So, very exciting news after talking about my system. This week, this is the week, you guys. I have been working on a product that will launch this week. It has been a year plus in the making, hardest thing I've ever done. But I have taken this binder that has been so successful for my family in establishing a system, and I have created it, and I am ready to get it in your kitchens. So it is a beautiful, beautiful recipe binder, because as we looked at the market, it's hard to find a pretty recipe binder. Most of them are just those vinyl ones from Staples. And you deserve, if you're going to use something every single day, you deserve for it to be pretty. And so we made it so beautiful. Like, we're talking, it's covered in vegan leather that is indestructible and spill-proof. It's got beautiful gold foil press on it, so it feels like an everyday heirloom, something that's good enough quality that you can cook from it every night, but then pass down to your kids because it contains all of your family recipes. And the thing that makes it different and maybe more useful than a cookbook is you have the ability to add to it. You have the ability to add and take out recipes and adjust that binder for whatever season of life you may be in. And I just am so proud of how it's turned out. I can't wait for you guys to see it. I appreciate your support as I have been, you know, teasing it here and there, but keep your eyes open. I'll be announcing it through email and on Instagram. Thank you for being here. And until next time, I'm Kelsey. Happy cooking.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.